Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Before we get started with today's show, which is titled How Toxins and Food Sensitivities Hamper Weight Loss. And when we talk about weight loss, we're really talking about fat loss. I need to welcome a new sponsor. You'll hear their spots running today. And that is True Protein, trueprotein.com. They are now an advertiser and sponsor of the show. And you know, I say it all the time. I don't sell anything. I'm not a personal trainer. I'm not trying to convince you to use my services. That's not the platform of the show. The sponsors make the show possible. So please, 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 whenever possible, patronize the sponsors. And True Protein is offering my listeners an additional discount below their already low, low prices. You get an additional 5% off your purchases when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. So visit trueprotein.com. They've got amazing flavors. Great product. I love it. I love their chocolate coconut. I can't stop drinking it. Check it out. Okay. The foods that we eat, the things that we're exposed to, we know they're doing something to us, but did you realize that they could be keeping you fat? Well, my guest today is Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. He's been on the show before. Many of you write me and say how much you love him. He hasn't been on lately, so here he is now. How you doing, Dr. Smith?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thanks for having me again. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Whenever I have you on the show, people post on the Facebook, have Dr. Smith on again. He's great. We always learn something from Dr. Smith. So there you go. But you've been very busy.
Yeah.
And it's been hard for you to break away lately.
Yeah, well, Life Extension is growing leaps and bounds even in this economy because of all the great information that we provide, I think, Carl.
Well, and let's also, and this is something true of my audience as well. Let's also say this, that even in the worst economies, bad economies don't make people stop spending money. They just prioritize. And what's more important than staying youthful, feeling great, looking good, staying healthy, and look at the money you save in the long run. There are people out there who are spending millions of dollars. As a matter of fact, I was thinking of having a t-shirt made saying the money I don't spend on healthcare, I'm taking my girlfriend to Hawaii with. I mean, really. I mean,
you're right.
So you know, while people are spending money on supplements and exercise related gear and stuff, they're not wasting their money because they're not spending that money on pharmaceutical drugs and doctor's visits and all the other stuff that most people spend.
I always kind of kid, but it's the truth with some of our members. It's like, you know, you could spend the money on the supplements to take care of your health. Which does cost a little bit money up front, but I promise you, Carl, it costs a lot more money to have a heart attack and be sitting in the hospital. I promise you.
Yeah.
So you got to prioritize, right?
Yes, and that's a priority, obviously. Okay, so let's talk about this. You know, whenever we see someone who's overweight, we always say, oh, you know, they put down the Twinkies, stop the excuses. But is that true? Is it possible that people are staying fatter than they need to be just because of not the quantity of food they're eating, but the types of food that they're eating.
But the types, yeah. We do know that anything you put into your system, whether it's a drink or a food source, I mean, your body ultimately sees that as foreign, right? Whether you realize it or not, most of the immune system is in the gut. And so when you eat food, your immune system does respond to that food. And in some cases, it can kind of over-respond, and that's what we refer to as food sensitivities. And so when your immune system is responding to these foods that you might be a little sensitive to, it's increasing inflammation throughout your body. And inflammation is really one of the key links to obesity. We know, Carl, and this is the link that we make at Life Extension, and this is something powerful for everybody to hear because it's something people don't realize. When there's a hormone, and I have to back up and just to kind of set the stage for a second, there's a hormone in the body that comes from fat cells, and that hormone is called leptin. And leptin is the hormone that goes to the brain, and it tells the brain basically to stop eating. It kind of knows when you've had enough calories, and leptin is kind of like a calorie signal, in a sense, to the brain. Well, we know when people are inflamed, whether it's from food sensitivities or even certain autoimmune disorders like rheumatoid arthritis, we know that they tend to have weight issues because leptin, when there's a lot of inflammation, cannot get to the brain.
Mm.
In particular, there's, you know, I'm sure you've heard of some of the inflammatory proteins like C-reactive protein.
Sure.
I mean, that's the classic inflammatory marker that we check in the blood.
Right.
Well, guess what? CRP binds to leptin. And when it binds to leptin, leptin cannot cross the blood-brain barrier. So people tend to overeat in these chronic inflammatory states. So we're making a link now. Well, if you're eating something that you shouldn't be eating because your immune system is kind of attacking it, where your immune system is directly linked to inflammation. So if your immune system is constantly attacking something that you're eating that you shouldn't be eating, inflammation goes up, and you're not able to get leptin to the brain, and we tend to start overeating. I mean, that's just one association. There's many other hormones involved here, but that's the key one we focus here at Life Extension. So, yeah, I mean, even if you're cutting down your calories, you're increasing your metabolic rate, you still may have a problem or an issue because of the actual food source. Not the calorie anymore. The actual food source could directly impact inflammation. Inflammation impacts this hormone called leptin. So this is a big issue for a lot of people, and food sensitivity is something I think more people need to talk about.
I know that I suffer from food sensitivities, but I have not taken the time to zero in on it. It's one of those things that I just keep duct taping, if you will.
Well, and you know, it's interesting too. It even, you know, beyond the weight issue, this also has implications for a lot of the chronic symptoms that we deal with in this country: headaches, stomach problems, achy muscles, kind of like that mental fogginess that people have. You know, these are kind of these vague general symptoms, and I got to tell you, people are coming into their doctor's office more and more with these vague symptoms. Guess what? These could all be linked to food sensitivities.
Yeah. I mean,
these types of delayed reactions.
Some of my food sensitivities are acute. I mean, there are certain things, and I haven't zeroed in on it, but there are certain ingredients in certain ready-to-drink soon as I drink them, within 2 or 3 minutes of finishing drinking them, my nose fills up. Like, and I have to start blowing my nose constantly, and I have a post-nasal drip, so it starts dripping, and it's almost immediate. And I always think to myself, I have to make a list of the ingredients in this bottle, and I have to see when next time this happens what it is. And I never take the time because I'm so busy. Who has the time to really track it down?
There are, and we do have some solutions for everybody here at Life Extension. But before we get into that, you bring up a good point, because when it does come to food sensitivities, when it comes to how your immune system reacts to what you're putting in your body, remember, everything that comes into your system is foreign, right? It's not
right,
you.
Right.
So your body is going to respond to this, and there's two types of responses. There are the more acute, immediate responses, and those are actually run by a certain antibody called IgE. Those
right.
are the true allergy type responses. Those are the ones, if they're real bad, can kill you. Believe it or not, Carl, I'm deathly allergic to bananas. If I actually eat a banana, I had one bad experience, and trust me, I'll never come close to another banana again the rest of my life. My throat will swell up, all that kind of stuff. That's these immediate type reactions with the antibody IgE. On the other end of the spectrum are more of these more delayed type reactions, producing these more vague type symptoms. That's actually the antibody called IgG. It's a delayed response. But it doesn't matter. If you're responding or reacting to food because you're eating the wrong kind of food, your immune system is activated. Your immune system is based on inflammation. Inflammation goes up, and it disrupts all of these normal hormones that are signals to the brain, what we call fat cell signals to the brain that tells you to stop eating. So the inflammation itself is at the center here with food sensitivities.
Now, when the immune system is overworked, if you're eating constantly foods that aggravate the immune system, aren't there extrinsic effects from an exhausted immune system as well?
Yeah, well, you mean, yes, when it comes to when you're constantly chronically reacting to different food sources, not only is it disrupting these fat cell signals, it's increasing systemic inflammation overall. And what's interesting about this is we know that inflammation and obesity itself are kind of in a cycle, but so is inflammation in a lot of the chronic age-related diseases. We always teach here at Life Extension that inflammation is the common denominator of all age-related diseases. So we're swimming in inflammation because directly of these of the foods that we're putting into our bodies. And you don't always know. It's interesting. Like, I know I'm deathly allergic to bananas. You know that there's something, whether it's a preservative or an artificial coloring, whatever it is that you're reacting to, because we know those immediate reactions, right?
Right, right.
Well, there might be some people out there, and actually this is a majority of the people, they may not even really feel anything
right.
from this. Inflammation is not you don't really feel it.
Right.
You could have high levels of C-reactive protein from a food that you're eating and never know it unless you do a routine yearly blood check where they do a CRP.
Interesting.
So what you need to understand is you could literally, you know, you could be eating foods that you think are great for you, but if you don't do a food sensitivity test, you'll never actually know that. And if you're trying to lose weight and having problems, you need to start thinking about, is my immune system getting in the way? Is inflammation getting in the way?
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will pick up and go deeper into this subject matter. We're talking today with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. If you already don't receive Life Extension Magazine, go to my website now and click the banner ad down on the bottom right-hand corner and get your free subscription to LEF Magazine. It's great, and they ship worldwide. For those of you who are emailing me, yes, you can get it no matter where you live. You may not be able to buy the products everywhere in the world, but you can get the information everywhere in the world. Take advantage of it today. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
I just want to remind everybody, those of you who have not taken advantage of the new product from Performance Enhancing Supplements called Erase, which both lowers estradiol, estrogen, and cortisol simultaneously. It is a naturally occurring hormone in the body, and it is only to my listeners, $19.99 a bottle. If you go to the website, Superhuman Radio, click the banner ad for Erase, and use the coupon code SHR10, you can buy as many bottles as you want for $19.99. This sale will not last long. It's going to be through the end of the week, and that's it. So take advantage of it while you can, and it also stacks great with Alpha T2 for those of you people who are using Alpha T2 now. Check that out. My guest today is Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation, and we're talking about food sensitivities right now and how they affect your ability to lose weight. And really, we even know now, Dr. Smith, that inflammation may be the precursor to insulin resistance.
Oh, absolutely. We know inflammation, certain inflammatory markers, actually have a very detrimental effect on insulin receptors, especially in the muscles. And that then causes a desensitization to the insulin itself, and then sugar levels go up. And, you know, and it's all a vicious cycle, right? You know, as insulin doesn't work as well, as inflammation goes up, insulin is hit, sugars levels go up, and guess what goes up after that? More inflammation.
Right.
So it's just a vicious cycle. You know, on the other end of this, too, you know, we do believe that these food allergies or these food sensitivities are a key reason why people have a hard time losing weight. But you're right. It goes far beyond that, too. We know that when you have a lot of inflammation in the gut from a food sensitivity, because remember, most of the immune system's in the gastrointestinal tract.
Right.
That's where most of the foreign matter, if you're going to be hit by something foreign, guess where it mostly comes in through?
In your
the
stomach,
gut.
Right.
Absolutely. So the immune system is really revved up down there, and when you have these food sensitivities, foods you really shouldn't be eating because your body's reacting to them, we've noticed an increase in what we call leaky gut syndrome.
Right.
We know that this inflammation, remember, how do immune cells, how do the white blood cells fight foreign matter, whether it's an infectious agent or just a food source, a protein that it's reacting
to? They conglomerate into that area.
They do, and they fight with free radicals.
Right.
They start damaging the mucosal lining. You get this thing called leaky gut where you're allowing toxins to get into your system, and you begin this process of auto-intoxication where you're allowing toxins to come in. They're not being filtered out of the digestive system as well, and they come right back into the system. We call that auto-intoxication. We really, you know, how long have we been saying in this industry, Carl, that most of our problems is what we put in our mouths?
Yes.
What we eat, and not just the overeating, not just the processed foods and the processed sugars. There could be people out there, people listening, that are eating a good diet. You know, they're eating a good organic-based diet, lots of fruits and vegetables, lots of dark fruits and vegetables, which are my favorite and the most healthy in my opinion. But if you're reacting, if your immune system doesn't like some of those food sources, guess what? that can be bad for you too.
And I'll tell you one that a lot of people are allergic to and they don't even know it because the allergic reaction is not necessarily acute, and that's eggplant. Eggplant is in the nightshade family, and for those of you who know what nightshades are, nightshades were used as poisons back in the day of Hamlet.
Yep, and those are basically all about inflammation. Raising the inflammatory response in the system. You know, so the question, I guess, becomes then, how do you test for all this? I mean, how does somebody know? And again, we're not talking about that person, Carl, that eats wheat and they know they shouldn't be because they know how they, that's not what we're talking about. There are people out there that could, that might be eating a well-balanced diet and not even realize that their inflammation's too high.
Well, I'd like to say something else as well. And, you know, this was first taught to me by Dr. Peter Rouse when he was on the show a couple times. We've talked about, and I've done shows on lectins, for instance. We know that lectins are a source of inflammation.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
So you have a person who steers completely clear. They buy gluten-free this and gluten-free that, and they steer clear of all the lectins that they respond to.
Right.
And they eat red meat, and they eat chicken, and they eat fish, and all this red meat and chicken and fish is conventionally grown. Okay, so what do the cows eat? The cows eat corn, they eat soy, and they eat grain. And we end up getting the lectins vicariously in the meat. Dr. Peter Rouse was the first one who talked to me about lectins being present in milk of cows that eat grains and corns.
That eat the grains, yes. And it's not only that, there's another level to this too, Carl. There's a lot of, in the immune system, we call it cross-reactivity. And that's just a fancy phrase. What it means is, you know, if there are related proteins out there. Basically, the immune system responds to proteins, okay? And in the immune system, we call those proteins antigens. Let's say somebody has a food sensitivity to a wheat protein. Well, wheat protein is actually shared on all kinds of other grains. So you might be eliminating the wheats, and you might be eliminating the glutens, and you might, but there's a lot of cross reactivity. The immune system is specific. It's designed to respond to something you've seen before, but it's not perfect, especially when some of these proteins are very similar. When these grains all fall in the same family, you're going to have cross reactivity. A great example of this is wheat and buckwheat. Some people think they're sensitive to wheat, but they can do the buckwheat. That's not the case. They're very similar in these antigens, these proteins. Barley, a lot of people think barley is safe if you have a wheat issue. That's not the case. There's a lot of cross-reactivity. And there's a lot of cross-reactivity in the different types of cheeses, the different, all dairy, basically.
Well, and especially, and see, there's the wild card. If you're buying dairy, and these animals are eating the foods that you can't eat, you're getting the lectins. You're getting them anyway.
You're getting them anyway. And even if you're doing your best to avoid all of it, this idea of cross-reactivity comes into play. Your body might be responding to something else that's a little similar to the thing that you're sensitive to. So really, you do need to do what we call food sensitivity testing. It's the only way to really know which foods you definitely should be avoiding and which ones you can go ahead and eat. It's the only way to know exactly what's increasing that inflammation. Remember, this all does come back to inflammation. Your body's responding to these things. It's fighting these foreign food sources, and all food sources are foreign, and you may be a little bit more sensitive to something. Inflammation goes up. It damages the mucosal lining in the stomach. It blocks these fat cell signals like leptin, the one we talked about. Your brain never stops eating because leptin's not getting there because of the inflammation, and you just start this cycle of overeating and inflammation. There's a definite link between inflammation and obesity.
Let's take this to a totally different direction for a moment. So we've established the influence that inflammation has on obesity.
Right.
But what about phytohormones and xenoestrogens and so on and so forth in foods?
Well, yeah. Now, it gets really messy now, doesn't it?
Yeah. Because it may be influencing obesity because of the reactivity to a foreign
The actual immune response itself.
But now you're playing tricks. You've got receptors that are doing what they're supposed to do, and you've got these things that are docking in them that are acting like hormones that we're producing, but they're not.
Yeah, well, you know, there are so many toxins in our environment, and all of these toxins, classically, they're categorized as xenobiotics. That's just a fancy name for a bunch of gunk, a bunch of stuff that should not be in our environment, and they basically are hormone-mimicking chemicals.
Right.
That's what's so scary about, you know, plastic. The classic one is bisphenol A.
I just did a blog post about bisphenol A. There was a recent study that finally showed that bisphenol A, but it showed BPA actually reduces serum testosterone levels in men. And so now we go, wait a minute. So now what are we waiting for? All these other countries have outlawed the use of BPA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is it BPA or BSA? What do they call it? Bisphenol? It's BPA.
We call it BPA. I mean, you're probably different thing. Yeah.
But I don't think the UK uses it anymore. I'm pretty sure France doesn't use it. I mean, all these other countries don't use it except the country that supposedly is most interested in its people, the United States, continues to let companies manufacture plastic storage units. Even the stuff that they tell you to microwave your food in, these fast foods where they say, well, peel this back and microwave your food in. Those products that are leaching BPA into them.
They're leaching the chemical toxin into the food source. There are studies also that show that, and we're using bisphenol A just as kind of like the surrogate to talk about these toxins.
Right, because there's another hideous one called phthalates.
Oh yeah, the phthalates. Oh, we'll talk about that one coming up. But
okay.
there's new evidence, Carl, that the bisphenol A directly actually does act like a hormone. It gets into the DNA of cells that are called fibroblasts. Fibroblasts are the cells that make cartilage and stuff. And guess what it does to these cells? It actually turns these fibroblasts into fat storage cells.
So it converts them.
It converts
fibroblasts are also responsible for neurotrophic effects. The nerves are growing. Fibroblast growth factors.
Yeah, fibroblast growth factors,
right.
Nerves, cartilage, all this kind of stuff. Very important cell line. And it turns out that a lot of these toxins, because of these hormone-like effects, are able to turn these into basically fat cells because they're acting like hormones for the most part.
Right.
Hormones get to the DNA. They get to your DNA and they change how genes are expressed. That's what these toxins are doing.
And I just thought of another connection with fibroblasts that we're on it to come full circle back to inflammation. But there is on the outside of every fibroblast cell, there is something called FAF, fibroblast activation factor, which estrogen interacts with. And the two together can reduce inflammation dramatically, spontaneously. In fact, when you have if you have a head injury, estradiol in conjunction with FAF will spontaneously reduce the swelling an immediate reduction of inflammation. So here we come back to the inflammatory response again.
Yeah, and all of these toxins are disrupting those normal control pathways that we have on inflammation. Speaking of the phthalates, this is the one that's really growing in
We need to take a break. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about phthalates because they are really nasty. They're considered anti-androgens, and they are responsible for the feminizing of many of our young men.
That's right.
So
let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's stay tuned. We're talking today with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. If you're not getting Life Extension magazine, shame on you. You can get it for free at my website. Go to superhumanradio.com down on the bottom right-hand corner and sign up for your free subscription today. We'll be right back. A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to PJ PJBraun.com today. That's PJBraun.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Woo! Woo!
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. And as we were going into the break, we started to discuss a very controversial topic that really needs to be discussed at length because enough people don't understand what phthalates are. I first learned about phthalates by talking to some people over at the Population Council, which is a Rockefeller Foundation that studies populations and things that can hurt populations. And phthalates are in plastics. They make the plastics more flexible. So the more flexible a plastic, like Saran Wrap, has a higher degree of phthalates than, say, some rigid plastic. But go ahead and talk about phthalates
it's,
now.
It's not just the plastics. When I was actually, we were putting together some of this information to get together in some articles that we're doing, we also discovered that they're used in many different solvents. But what really surprised me, Carl, I did not know this, is that they're used in cosmetics and perfumes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, apparently they also have some emulsifying effect. So that I guess, you know, in the cosmetic and the perfume, in a sense, they're holding that product, to making it last longer on the shelf, basically emulsifying the product.
Right.
That I had no idea. And so people are actually
putting it right on their skin.
Yeah, they're putting these endocrine disruptors. That's what we call them. I mean, they disrupt the endocrine system. They act like radical hormones, basically, and they cause all kinds of problems. They're affecting directly your DNA. I mean, people are all scared about modified genetically modified stuff, but let me tell you something. There are things in the environment that are doing it to your cells.
Right.
You know, we need to really focus on this.
And let's take it a step further. The ones that I'm most worried about are the children. When you have a child that's body is developing, they're about to go through puberty, and you start to introduce these hormones.
Yeah. I mean, we don't even know what the effect is ultimately,
right.
Do we?
We won't actually know until they have offspring.
We won't, and we don't know if we're, you know, ultimately you're going to see increases in cancer rates. you know, when these hormones directly affect the DNA, they're causing mutations in the DNA, and ultimately DNA mutations is what cancers are if they happen in certain growth genes. So it's really scary the long-term effects that we're going to see in subsequent generations, like you said. So this is scary stuff. Now, one thing I want to do, can we back up to the bisphenol A
Please,
for 1 second?
Yeah, go.
There are some things you can do. Unfortunately, Carl, avoiding these types of toxins in the United States or really anywhere in this world is almost impossible. And so it's really about limiting your exposure as much as you can. So the bisphenol A, we came up with some suggestions. We already mentioned, you know, never microwave anything in plastic.
Right.
That's a big no-no. But other things to do, if you do buy preserved foods, and I would prefer people don't buy preserved foods, but we know it can be expensive to do the whole food-based shopping. We know that. So
right.
In this economy, we understand that some people may have to buy traditional foods that you might buy in cans and stuff. Don't do the cans. Instead, buy them in glass. Glassware is better if you have to do preserved foods.
Right.
Especially the acidic foods. So anything that's acidic, tomatoes, citrus fruit, fruit cocktails, anything along those lines, do not buy in the plastic cans or the tin cans. Make sure you buy them in glass containers.
Right.
That actually will help you to avoid some of the bisphenol A. As far as the phthalates go, the only thing you can do about phthalates, again, it is found in the cosmetic and the perfumes, but if you look on the label of your disinfectants, your solvents, and stuff like that, it doesn't say phthalates. It actually says, and this is important, I think everybody needs to see this, it's listed as what is called a nonylphenol. It's nonylphenol. That's the word the industry uses of a phthalate. And if you want to avoid these things, don't look for this phthalate. You got to look for the nonylphenol name. That basically tells you don't buy that product.
Wow, thank you. That little bit of information is worth the whole show because I've never known how to avoid phthalates before because I couldn't find out what they were called.
Yeah, well, when I was researching this, Carl, I was literally looking at different product labels trying to identify. Because we are going to put together a book on a lot of this stuff here at Life Extension eventually, and so we're doing a lot of research. And I was trying to find out which products are more heavily in using these types of toxins and stuff, and I couldn't find it. I had to actually call some industry experts that led me to this. I guess kind of a little word they use to hide the truth in a
right,
sense.
Right, renaming it. Right.
Yeah, basically that's what they did. So that's nonylphenol. That's the word you want to look for. And then the bisphenol A, just buy things in glass. You guys, no more plastic. I know plastic has revolutionized the industry in this country, but quite honestly, it's detrimental to our health.
Well, and it has its place. I don't think it has a place in contact with our food. That's the only difference.
Yeah. Right. So there are ways that you can actually avoid these. Now, the other thing is, I got to tell you, if you do, I mean, we're all bombarded by these toxins, right?
Right.
And all of this leads back to that inflammation. It leads back to hormone disruption. And all of this could ultimately be a major reason why you can't lose weight. Don't forget that. I mean, if you're having a hard time losing weight, you need to think about inflammation in your body. And where is that inflammation coming from? Is it coming from food you're eating? And or the combination of the toxins. And of course, for most of us, Carl, it's both. So you need to address food sensitivities and also get rid of some of these toxins and avoid them as much as possible. As far as supplements go, there is nothing better, in my opinion, for detoxing the body, especially when it comes to metals and toxins, than modified citrus pectin.
Mm.
Modified citrus pectin is a powerful nutrient, comes from the rind of the orange and different citrus fruit. The pectin itself is a powerful detoxifier. It does have to be modified because it's a huge protein.
Right.
And you won't absorb it well. But I think that a combination of avoiding these toxins, reducing inflammations, checking your food sensitivities, and modified citrus pectin is a great way to get people back on a good weight loss program.
Okay, so now let's talk a little bit briefly about food sensitivity testing.
Testing. How
do you have to go to a doctor for that, or can you do it at home?
You can do it at home. This is what's amazing about it. Life Extension actually has a home kit that we can send you. And in this home kit, it's
okay. Wait, let me give you my address.
Right. This really is amazing. Let me just tell you about this because prior to this type of testing, you had no idea. Now, if you go to your doctor and do this, your doctor is not going to test for what we're testing. Your doctor's going to test for the acute ones that we talked about earlier. Your doctor's going to test for what is called IgE. That's the antibody that's acute and immediate. That's not really what we're talking about here. We're talking more about the delayed type of response from the immune system. That's a different antibody, and it's called IgG. So right off the bat, your doctor doesn't know about this.
Right.
I promise you. He's going to do it, or she's going to do a totally different type of testing that's not going to tell you anything when it comes to inflammation from food. That's what this testing is for. It's IgG testing. We have a test that we can send to your home. It's a finger prick, okay? You actually just dot it on this little pad of paper. You send it to the company that does this for us, and they will check your blood against 95 common foods. It's broken up into the categories of fish, dairy, meats, shellfish, grains, nuts, vegetables, fruits, and even a miscellaneous category, like where coffee and honey and cane sugar fall into. So you're talking about 95 different foods. When you get the results, this is what's really cool about this, Carl. It's anybody can read the results. They literally will put the foods into three columns. There's a green column, a yellow column, and a red column.
The red means you're the most allergic to it.
Yeah, absolutely. If foods that fall in that red column, if you're eating those, it's increasing inflammation. It's causing a disruption of the immune system. It's causing that leptin hormone to not work properly, and it may be a major reason why you are not able to lose weight. So you don't eat anything in that red column. If it's a yellow column, maybe a couple times a week, and if it's a green column, you're all ready to go. It's that simple.
Wow.
Straightforward,
that's cool.
95 common foods. And of course, we have special pricing for members at Life Extension.
What is the price if you're not a member?
Retail is about $235.
And what if you are a member?
Member price $174.
And what does it cost to become a member of Life Extension Foundation?
At Life Extension, I'm glad you brought that up, Carl. If you don't mind, I want to understand, help people understand what we really do at Life Extension. We are a membership organization, and what that means, it's $75 a year. Okay. And with that $75, not only do you get discounts on all the products, services, you have free access to all of the doctors we have working here. We have a whole health advisory department, fitness trainers, chiropractors, MDs, NDs. We have Chinese specialists, herbal specialists. You have free access to them and talk about anything you want. But beyond that, you have to understand in this industry, we really have to work hard to get research done. As you know, research costs a lot of money. And at Life Extension, with that membership money, we fund the foundation. And the foundation's sole purpose is to fund anti-aging and nutraceutical research throughout the world. We have given over the past 5 years $25 to $30 million to research of medical centers throughout the world that are discovering things like ubiquinol CoQ10, discovering things like food sensitivities.
Well, didn't you guys also either help fund or fund the doctor's work who discovered how to take skin cells and turn them into autologous stem cells?
Yeah,
we don't even need embryonic stem cells anymore.
You don't even need embryonic
stem cells. LEF funded that, right?
Yeah, we funded research for Dr. West that allowed him to discover ways to make stem cells without
embryos. And I have to tell you something else. There's a friend of the show named David Kekich who always speaks very, very highly of Life Extension Foundation, and he's one of the good guys in longevity. So
Well, I know, you know, and it's other things. You know, we maintain cancer cell lines. You know, like breast cancer cell lines. So when people want to research a new idea, we donate to them these cancer cell lines. So bottom line is the money that people pay as membership, Carl. I'll be perfectly honest with every single one of your readers. We need the money. We use that money to fund this research.
Right.
And I got to tell you, we got to watch each other's back in this industry. We don't have the billions of dollars like the big pharma companies.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And during that break, I will be going to the website and spending my $75 to join. And I hope those of you out there will consider doing it as well. It is really a worthy cause, because Life Extension Foundation is breaking new ground that ultimately will help us have a greater quality of life and live longer.
Your listeners can partner with us in the research we do.
There you go. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to steroiddefenselawyers.com. That's steroiddefenselawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them. TJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, TJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to PJBraun.com today. That's PJBraun.com. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. Get your free subscription to Life Extension Magazine at superhumanradio.com. bottom right-hand corner. Click and learn. Okay. I actually had a question I was going to ask you.
Sure.
And ironically, someone who listens to the show all the time and is very, very in tune with the way I think, Kevin Johnson in Ohio, happened to post a similar question on my Facebook page. We talk about IgG and IgE, which are immunoglobulin factors in the body, that are present and active in raw unpasteurized milk. So if I drink raw unpasteurized milk or byproducts of that, like cheese made from raw unpasteurized milk, is there a benefit to getting that extra IgG, IgA, IgE, and all those immunoglobulins?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting point. We do know that even just mother's milk, the colostrum itself, is loaded with these types of antibodies, and so there is some evidence that they can actually help to boost the immune system. The only downside to some of that, the dairy products, the milk in and of itself, does have a lot of these proteins that you might be responding to. So you might get some of the benefit from the antibodies, but the downside is you might be a little too sensitive to some of the proteins in milk products.
Well, assuming you're not sensitive to the proteins in milk products.
Then I do like it, yes.
Yeah, and the other thing is that if they're grass-fed cows, which is the way nature intended them to eat.
That's how you're supposed to eat. We're
not getting those lectins from beans and grains and soy and everything else as well.
Yeah. No, there is some evidence that the colostrum that comes from mother's milk and stuff is loaded with these types of, and it has to be unpasteurized. Once you pasteurize milk and dairy products, then forget it. I mean, then you're drinking, you know, pasteurized milk is basically a glass of things your body's going to respond to.
Yes, it's because it's dead. Protein. It's dead. because it was designed to be a living food.
Yep.
And you're basically killing it. I always tell people that drinking pasteurized milk is akin to eating roadkill.
It is.
That's really what it is.
Carl,
you're driving down the street. You're thinking, gee, what am I going to cook for the kids tonight? You look over to the right. You go, oh, there's a possum on the side of the road. You stop, you pick it up, you throw it in your trunk, you take it home, and you cook it. That's the same thing as drinking pasteurized milk.
Well, and the other side of this, too, a lot of people may not realize it, is with not only the pasteurized milk, but the pasteurized low-fat milk. That's probably the worst thing you can drink. Not only is it dead, it also, to replace the fat that they take out, they replace it with some more of these proteins.
Like carrageenan and stuff?
Yes, and those things are part of the food sensitivity.
Carrageenan is actually now starting to be linked to stomach cancer and disruption of the lining of the stomach.
So they're actually adding that into the pasteurized low-fat milks to make up for the volume basically lost from the fat. So it's just not, if you're going to do milk, make sure it's the living milk the way it's supposed to be. You will get some of these great antibodies, and I think that is good. Assuming you don't have the sensitivities to the milk, some people
absolutely
will. And how do you know? Go get the test we just talked about.
There you go.
The food safe allergy test. One of the things, you mentioned something really interesting, Carl, about the toxins and the hormonal effects, and you had mentioned the fact that it's not just estrogen, it's also on the androgen side.
Right.
A lot of these hormones, a lot of these toxins, we've known for a long time that they have estrogen-like properties, basically, and they can start to stimulate some of the estrogen receptors and cause these imbalances between estrogen receptors. But on the other hand, what we're discovering too, especially the phthalates, they also have the ability to block androgen receptors.
They're right. They're anti-androgens. They keep testosterone from doing its job, right?
Yeah, so what ends up happening is you get this incredible imbalance of the estrogens to the androgens in these people. We call it estrogen dominance, and that's a tremendous stress on the body, and that's also causing a lot of the inflammation. And then we know from there, the inflammation, there's your common denominator of all age-related disease.
When men have both estrogenic compounds acting on them and anti-androgenic compounds acting on them simultaneously, they have an amazing, amazing urge to watch Sex in the City all the time. I know this for a fact.
That's my test. Carl, I did. I did a lecture recently, and I called it the feminization of men.
Yes.
It's, you know, first of all, as we get older, we have to deal with the fact that we don't make as much testosterone. That testosterone does convert a little bit more into estrogen, and That's the feminization. Then you start adding all of these toxins in our environment. You're right. We are estrogen dominant as we get older, and that causes the body
yes.
fat. It causes cardiovascular problems, metabolic disturbances.
Michael, we only have 3 minutes. I have to have you say something
okay.
that I never knew about. Real quickly, tell my audience about saffron.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. We were going to talk about saffron. Yeah. Interestingly enough, we know going back to the weight gain problem, or I guess what I should say is the weight loss problem. So many people have issues trying to lose weight and to be successful in their efforts. Well, saffron, there's some recent studies coming out, and I'm actually putting together a webinar for the Life Extension members on this. There's evidence now that saffron is a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, which is just like the medications. Saffron, when ingested in the right dose, it's not enough when you're using it as in cooking and stuff, so it has to be done in an extract. And I don't have the dose with me, but in the right dose, it actually will increase the serotonin levels in the brain, and we know that that has a direct effect on two things. One, it takes away the obsession of eating, or what we call that emotional aspect of overeating, and number two, it decreases the cravings for carbs.
Right.
So we actually are focusing on saffron as a wonderful nutrient to help with the overeating aspect of stress. And I'm going to do this whole webinar on it. Yes, saffron, believe it or not, is based on the research a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor.
Okay, now, so for my $75, I can sit through that webinar? Or do I have to pay?
The webinar is free.
So all of you out there listening to this show right now who are clinicians, who are personal trainers, who make your living in the nutritional side of the industry, teaching clients how to eat and so on, you need to join Life yep. Extension Foundation, if nothing else, for this one webinar.
Yeah, what we do every month, I do webinars for our members. The one coming up, this one on the stress and overeating, where I'm going to talk about saffron, is on the 29th and 30th of September. And we do it on 2 days. We try to fit the East Coast and the West Coast people. And we do this every month. I did one last month on 5 heart disease risk factors your doctor won't tell you about. And before that, I did one on the science of weight loss. So these are free educational programs to all of our members, and it's never forget, Life Extension, Carl, is an information-based company. My job here is not about products. It's not about services. My job as one of the doctors is to disseminate the information in a usable form. What I mean by that, there's so much information, Carl, out there, it's confusing for everybody. My job, my sole job here at Life Extension, is to take all of this information, place it in steps, in a way that people can understand it,
right.
Use it to take control over their health. And that's what we do at the webinars. They're great things. Last time we had over 900 people on the webinar.
Wow. I'm going to be there. 901 next one.
Good. Excellent. We want you on. All right.
All right. Well, listen, for those of you who are tuning in late, you can get a free subscription to Life Extension Foundation magazine by going to superhumanradio.com down at the bottom right-hand corner. Click the link or call the number and get your free subscription. There is no excuse. It's a fantastic magazine. They ship the magazine all over the world.
Anywhere
you live, you could be getting this information. You may not be able to buy the products all over the world, but you can definitely get the information all over the world. Dr. Smith, as usual, it always goes too fast when you're on the show.
Thank you so much, Corey. I appreciate that. Anytime.
Hopefully we'll be able to schedule something a little closer next time. I know you're very,
Absolutely.
Very busy, but we have other topics that we need to cover for my audience.
I love your show, and I will make time for you, Corey.
Okay, thank you. And to all of you listening to the show, thank you for listening. And we've got another great show for you tomorrow. We're going to have Dave Pulcinella on tomorrow, and he's going to talk about the 6 foods that work when you're trying to get in bodybuilding type shape. You want to get ripped. You want to go to the beach and you want people to just drool over your body. Dave Pulcinella knows how to get you there. He's going to teach you about the 6 foods that work tomorrow. So don't miss that show. We'll see you then.